of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every time I read about this little boy who's nameless in today's gospel, I'm also reminded of a story of another little boy whose mother gave him 2 quarters and said to him, 1 quarter is for the collection at church, and the other one is for you, that you can buy something for yourself after Mass. So the little boy went running off to church, and on his way there, he stumbled and fell to the ground, and the quarters fell out of his hand, and one of them rolled down the drain. And picking up the other one, he looked up to heaven and said, "Well, God, it looks like you're out of luck." The reason I tell you that humorous anecdote is because a lot of us are like that little boy. What I mean is that we're kind of selfish. We think of ourselves first. We put ourselves first. Even in prayer, on our way to church, we think of what we need. "Please, God, give me this. Help me. Dear God, take this away from me. Help me." And we're always like that with God. We're always asking Him to do things for us. But instead, I think rather our Lord would like to see us to be more like the boy in today's gospel. And He's the opposite. As I said, He's nameless. We don't know much about Him. But think about Him for a moment. He had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And He was asked by Jesus to give those up. Now that little boy might have said, "But I brought these here to sell, and I want to make some money." But no. If he had done that, we would never have heard of him. We would never have heard this story. So imagine if that little boy had refused to give Jesus the bread and fish. That's what we often do. We refuse to give to God what He asks of us. We just come and we ask God for things. We say, "I need this, I need that." But really, God is saying to us, "I want you to give to me. I want you to come and give me your heart." If we're like the little boy in today's gospel and we give God freely of ourselves, He'll be able to do wonders with us. He'll be able to do miracles. He fed over 5,000 people. Remember the miracle of today's gospel. The number was only the men that were there. 5,000 men. There were many other women and children. So you can imagine what a huge crowd it was that God fed. And there's a great lesson here for us. Because if we just give a little to God, He can do wonders with it and work miracles and take care of many people with the little that we give. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about giving of ourselves. Sacrificing ourselves. As I said, so many times we just think, "What can God do for me?" But it should be the other way around. It should be, "Lord, do with me as you will." For instance, imagine somebody who's going to the hospital for an operation. They can look upon it in one of two ways. Either they can go and say, "Please, God, heal me. Don't let me suffer. I can't take the pain. Make me better real quick." On the other hand, the person could go to the hospital and say, "Lord, whatever you want, do with me as you will. I offer to you all the pains and sufferings I will have to endure, and I offer them in reparation for my sins and for the souls in purgatory." I think God would be much more pleased with the second. He may heal the first, but He will heal the first one in order that that one might grow to become like the second one. That he will one day realize, I don't have to be healed. All I have to do is do the will of God. And if God wishes for me to suffer something, then I will willingly suffer it in union with him. We should give of ourselves freely. And the more you give, the more you will receive from God. Look at the little boy. He gave five barley loaves and two fishes. And at the end, they were able to gather 12 big baskets full of the leftovers. If you give a little of yourself, you will receive a lot in return. So this is why the Mass is so important. It's the greatest prayer we have. But it's important for you to realize that you have a part in that Mass. That you're not just there as a spectator. You're expected to offer yourself in union with Jesus. At the offertory, the bread and wine is brought up usually by two little boys. So I'm sure that the young men here today would say, hey, wait a second, I'm not little. But usually that is the case, isn't it? That you have a couple of young boys. And they are like that little boy in today's gospel. But the bread and wine is taken at the offertory and becomes in the Mass something great. It becomes the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's why at the offertory, you are expected to offer yourself and to say, please, Lord, along with this bread and wine, take my heart. And when you change this bread and wine into your own body and blood, change my heart into your own likeness and self. In other words, make me like you, dear Jesus. Help me to be willing now to give of myself as you gave yourself for the world. Help me to be more willing to give of myself for my loved ones, for my wife, for my children, for my family, to give of myself more willingly and freely in order that you might do something great with me. Through your little sacrifices, God can do wonders. It's like Michelangelo with a piece of marble. You are that piece of marble, and God is the artist. But unlike the marble, you have to be willing to submit to the chisel. You have to be willing to be cut and hammered away at. God will strive to humble you, that he might produce, as it were, a great work of art. Like Michelangelo chipping away at a piece of marble to produce a beautiful statue. God will chip away at your faults, and especially your pride. Pride is the one thing that hinders you from greatness. It hinders you from becoming what God wanted of you. Because it is that stubbornness inside of you that says no to God. I will not submit. I will have my will. And this is what you must learn to give up. You must learn to give up your will and to give of yourself freely to God that he might do something wonderful with you. Remember every little sacrifice you make, no matter how small, God can do wonders with. I read a story in a magazine that was so touching that I want to repeat it to you today. It was about a woman who was dying, and she had a son in the seminary. And because she was so sick, they sent her son home to visit with his mother for the last time. And they had several days where they were able to converse and talk about all kinds of things with one another. And it made the mother very happy to have her son near her again. And he asked his mother, he said, Mom, I remember when I was young, every Friday you would eat nothing but a piece of dry bread. You never ate anything else. And he said to her, why did you do that? And she said, well, do you remember Mr. L? And her son said, yeah, I remember him. He used to live in the neighborhood. And she said, well, we went to school together. We made our first communion together. But he fell away from the faith when we were teenagers. And he's been away from the church ever since. And so I decided to offer that sacrifice to God and to eat nothing on Friday except a piece of bread in order to beg God for his conversion. And wouldn't you know it, a few days later, the pastor came over to the house to visit. And the son was still home from the seminary. And he excitedly told the son and mother this story. And he said, do you remember Mr. L? And they looked at each other and said, yes, we were just talking about him. And the pastor said, it's a miracle. He's been away from the church for over 30 years. And just yesterday, he called and asked to go to confession and to receive Holy Communion. I tell you, it's a miracle. And the son looked at his mother with his mouth hanging open. And the mother just smiled and she said, Deo gratias. That mother died a few weeks later from her cancer. And her son wrote this article in the magazine to remind everyone that whatever little sacrifice you make, God can work wonders with it. That sacrifice of her fast every Friday was something that nobody really noticed. And maybe even she herself thought it was something small. But God did something great with it. You might say, God purchased a soul with it. And so, give of yourself more freely. Don't be selfish. Don't always be crying and asking God for things. But say to God, do with me whatever you will. Be like the boy in today's gospel. If you give freely of yourself, God will work wonders. And you'll have more in return than you began with. This is how God is with us. And this is what he wants from you. So learn this lesson from today's gospel that you might be more freely giving of yourself, more sacrificial, more loving. And then God will do great things with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.